Supporters of earned release that gives some nonviolent convicts the chance to cut time off their sentences say they're not optimistic about saving the program. But Ronna Swift says she's hoping that those who want to repeal it will look more closely at its benefits. Swift taught high school classes in the Oshkosh prison for more than a decade. She says more than 400 inmates who qualified for the program in the last 2 years saved the state almost $3 million.
There were actually a total of 43,705 bed days that were averted. So it's a savings, and if the Republicans want to save money, this is a savings.
Swift says allowing prisoners to leave early if they complete treatment and education programs will also alleviate prison overcrowding. David Emily, who's done two stints in prison for nonviolent crime, says that would be a step in the right direction.
Just in my two visits to Kettle Moraine, they've expanded the prison, they've added more beds, they've gotten rid of single rooms, they're doubling up everyone, there are people sleeping on the floor, the population is way too high.
But there's strong support for repealing earned release among Republican legislators and the current leadership of the Department of Corrections. They say the promised dollar savings have not materialized, and the decision about reducing an offender's sentence should only be made by the original sentencing judge. The repeal bill has already passed the Senate and is expected to pass the Assembly this week. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.